This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Did we start yet?
And we're scrambling.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, we're on.
We're on. You're live.
There you go. That was Mr. John Monette of Sonics.
Yep, and he's here with Jeremy Monette. They're here as well.
I think it's Monette.
Yeah, that's correct.
As long as we don't say, like, Monet,
yeah,
we're probably all right.
Yes.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Digital Dave's got to get things adjusted. Here we go. We understand you guys have a big announcement here at AirVenture.
From a little airplane company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a big announcement. Go figure.
Couple of things.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Well, we all saw the jet fly.
Yeah, I
that's
think
just
the,
too
the
much
jet,
fun.
The jet was probably our biggest announcement of the week. And we put a lot of time and effort into it for a little company. And we're really enjoying how it's been received. And you can tell from how it's flying, we're just having no fun at all.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Bob Carlton is flying that. Is he coming out of that airplane with a big smile on his face?
Oh, yeah.
Every single time.
Did I see something in one of the test videos you guys posted about 192 mile an hour?
Oh, no. It's doing a lot faster than that.
You're kidding.
No. We were making those passes at 250 the other day, and the airplane's very, very capable. That's not even opening it up. So we're really happy with the performance of the airplane so far.
Well, let's talk about what you had to do to structurally beef it up to handle those speeds.
Well, it's actually the second version of the first down and dirty prototype that we flew here the last 2 years. And what we've done is increase the cockpit size. It has fully retractable electric gear.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which with dual main wheels, which is pretty neat.
I noticed that. I'm like, what's that all about? They're just trying to be cool now.
Yeah, no, it really facilitates us having a shock absorber in the middle between the two tires, and that is also the brake unit. So it really does about five things with one piece, basically. And we've added a ballistic parachute, cabin heater, heated seats even.
Oh, my.
And,
movie?
Yeah, because you're going to be at altitude, so you have to have a built-in oxygen system. So this airplane has so much more capability than the original and more than any other microjet around.
And the original he's talking about was JSX-1, which has flown here for the last couple of years. Basically, the feedback we got was, well, the Monettes aren't the largest people in the world. Let's be honest here. And we built a larger cockpit. That's probably the biggest upgrade. So you'd be hard-pressed not to fit in JSX-2. Larger cockpit, and Dad went over all the other, my father just went over all the other features that I think are very desirable in a recreational jet. You know, it's the closest thing to strap on a jetpack and go for a little ride.
Right, but to your original question about structural stuff, everybody that's not familiar with our line, if they walk up and see all these yellow airplanes, they think it's a Sonics that has a jet engine on it, but it truly is a much smaller airplane. And it is, it's designed from the ground up to do the mission that it does.
Well, you could say the first prototype was a result of someone saying, hey, I got this little jet engine. Let's see what happens when we strap it on the back.
surprisingly, it was quite the opposite. We designed the airplane first without an engine. It was designed for about 150-pound thrust engine originally, and the engine that we selected, the company went out of business. We never got it running. And then we ran into Bob Carlton, and he hooked us up with PBS, which is from the Czech Republic, that makes this purpose-built engine developed it. And then, of course, we looked at a much greater capability with the airplane.
Okay, let's talk about your next big announcement, the turbocharged Aero-V.
Yeah.
So this is something that it started with my father's idea quite a few years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago now, when we said, we've got this nice little U-Assemble Volkswagen-based racing package. And it's really hard to beat the economy of that package. It's about $7,000 for a complete engine package, everything you need to put the engine together and conversion components and everything. You know, what would be better than this 80 horsepower U-Assemble package is maybe 100 horsepower engine package. That's kind of when we talk about light sport aircraft or home-built aircraft with performance, 100 horsepower is kind of the holy grail in that 1,100 to 1,200 pound range, which is what most of these two-seat, light sports are in gross weight. And we came out with this turbocharger. Now, it's taken a lot of different forms. It's taken a lot of research and development, testing, and we have to go fly it. Oh, crap.
Oh, the horror.
Oh, man. So I posted some videos to our website, sonicsaircraft.com, where we've actually, you can come fly with me in the Hunter Horsepower. Get a good feel for what that is. And the interesting nuance to a turbocharger, and the reason we're so happy with it, is you don't lose, you don't have the degradation of power at altitude. So the feedback we were hearing from a lot of Sonics customers is, look, I love flying the 80 horsepower AeroV at sea level or maybe at a few thousand feet elevation, but I'm coming over the mountains to come to AirVenture. It sure would be nice if I had a little more power at 6, 7, 8,000 feet. And so for those guys that are up in Colorado, you know, the mountains of the West Coast or East Coast, it's really a nice package because you retain more of your 100 horsepower. It's actually faster right now at altitude than our 120 horsepower Jabiru powered Sonics, which is a really nice, obviously really nice by nature of being able to boost.
And I think about, there's a lot of misconceptions. Everybody says, oh, what about the heats? And
well, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, and actually, you know, when you look at it conservatively at sea level, we're not running at full throttle very long, just like any other normal operation. You're going to be throttling back. And as you get to altitude, you can maintain the speed. And it's no, you're still maintaining over 80 horsepower at altitude, so it's just about the same as running at a normal 80 horsepower at sea level. So that's the real bonus.
So that hasn't been a problem. You haven't had any internal problems, crankshaft pistons.
Oh no, the cranks and the internal structure of our engines. We use extra heavy racing heads as well as our counterweighted custom built crankshaft. So all of that stuff. If we wanted to run a 500 horsepower engine, we could do it.
And the reason, you know, my father was a pioneer in the Volkswagen conversion world. The land we are sitting in right now was the old engine workshops where he used to put the engines together and show people what the VW could do. And I've obviously joined him in being a believer and a disciple, if you will, of these Volkswagen-based power plants. And that's the very important point. These are not junkyard Volkswagen engines. We aren't going to the junkyard and raiding the Volkswagen Beetles or buses of their engines. We are actually using 100% brand new parts. These are parts that we have to thank as an aviation industry. We have to thank all the guys out there running Baja and dune buggies and dragsters of putting these same cores in dragsters. So they developed all these thousands of high performance, high strength parts. And we've actually gone so far with the volume we've seen. And thank you to all of the customers that have been working with us over the years and using our products. They've provided our own little microeconomy or macroeconomy where we can buy in volume. We've got our own custom crankshaft, our own prop hub design that also
crankcases.
It's really cool. And we service parts. People literally, when we give tours, they talk about, well, you can overhaul this AeroV for a couple $100. I mean, they almost laugh or their eyebrow goes up, like, really? They're kind of skeptical. But you look at what do you need for an overhaul? You need some bearings. You need some gaskets and rings.
Rings, gaskets, right.
They're very, very affordable parts because they're produced by the batch of 10,000 for all this other VW world.
Now, for all the people that are already flying Sonics, can the turbo be retrofitted on there?
Yes, we were very careful with this, and this is a couple of months of the project. We have some pictures of all the Sonics motor mounts, Sonics 1X motor mounts, spread out all over R&D and the engine on the test stand. And the challenge was we have all these different options now as a company, you know, four different designs you can put these engines in. So it was important to make sure it worked for everybody. And the design actually clears. This is something my father has also taught me. When you look at an engine package fit to an airframe, sometimes he walks up to some of these new engines that people introduce and he just looks at me and he looks at the engine and he says, how do you mount that to an airplane? There's no way to get a motor mount to the back of the... And then he looks at the front end and he says, how do you fit that into a cowling? So I think a lot of it is you just have to come take a look at our stuff. You just have to look at the turbo and you'll see you've got four clear paths to the mount points to be able to get it on a firewall, and it'll be kind of a universal installation for a lot of airplanes.
Yeah, my thing is, can you actually get to the back of the engine to service the accessories?
Yeah, that's one of the big things that I've paid a lot of attention to is how we service an alternator, for instance. And that's very accessible in our conversion. We're the only ones that really build a conversion that you can actually pull the alternator without pulling the engine. And all the electronic ignition system and our magneto system all integrated so that there's only one moving part on that engine, and that's the crankshaft assembly. So that's really important, and finding the sweet spot for that turbo was the real challenge. It's a heavier piece of equipment, and routing all of the exhaust. So now we have this standard one place where it's at, and the only thing that really changes is the exhaust pipe out of the turbo to outside the aircraft, and that's a very simple thing.
How did you guys size the turbo? I mean, it's very easy to get a big turbo and just blow that engine apart.
No. Well, that's the unique thing about it. We have an automatic wastegate. And that keeps us, a throttle jockey from overboosting,
right,
if he's not paying attention to manifold pressure. So that works really, really well.
I mean, each step of the way, trying to kind of idiot-proof it, if you will, and I'm not calling anybody an idiot because I'm probably the biggest idiot here.
Well, things
but
happen.
What I'm trying to do, we know you're going to get in the airplane and you're going to want to hit the throttle to the firewall. And so we tried to design the system so you don't have to think too much. You just have to worry about your temperatures and let them be monitored. But another important point about the auto conversions and this AeroV package, it's affordable. And I think all over this airfield, people use the term affordable, but our definition is something, that turbo package for $11,000. And it's very important to note you can run auto fuel in these packages. And so the next series of tests, we've been running 8-to-1 compression, 100 low lead with our turbo package. The next series of tests would be doing 7-to-1 compression, running auto fuel, and make it even more affordable, more accessible to more people.
Well, if you're going to drop the compression, are you going to up the boost a bit?
Yeah, you can do it a little bit, yes. That's just further testing. But we've been working with the 8-to-1 because it's just that's what most people have their engine set up with. And, we're working this very conservatively. So that's the real secret to longevity in any engine.
Yep. So how much interest have you seen in the jet kit?
Well, we're actually a part of our R&D facility is being changed into a quick build facility for these kits, and there's been a lot of interest and a solid interest. That's why we've gone ahead with the project.
Engine availability is not a problem?
No.
All right. Well, do you guys have a website real quick? Or is that a dumb question?
Yes, sonicsaircraft.com. I see your printouts in front of you here, the lovely press announcements. But yeah, sonicsaircraft.com. There's just a ton on there. There's now 5 aircraft designs, 2 engines available. So the company's been growing in terms of product offerings, quick build offerings, all you name it. It's like our company's
Stop it. I'm hoping one kit's going to follow me home one of these days.
Yeah, really. I always say our warehouse is like a candy store for grown-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly. Awesome. Yeah.
We'll be flying the jet today, too, during the air show.
So. Oh, very, very cool. All right. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.